Welcome to Freedom Matters Today. This is Michael J. Sutton. Freedom Matters Today looks at freedom from a Christian perspective. This is the first podcast broadcast since the last episode, which was aired January 8 this year. That series was investigating the identity of Jesus of Nazareth, titled The Pronouns of God. In the meantime, I have also written and published a short book titled World War III, Will You Stand for Peace? This book is my manifesto. Marx and Engels wrote The Communist Manifesto, and World War III, Will You Stand for Peace? Is my manifesto. I wrote it while travelling around Japan this year. Freedom Matters Today is in a state of crisis and transition. Crisis because of current events, and transition because of the necessity of change. I don't want to be just another opinion in an ocean of prejudice, which is what the internet has become. It is pick and choose your side. Listen to your tribe, guided by the algorithms. It is time to do something completely different and take this project in a new direction. It is difficult to compete in a world where most people are saying what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. That's why people go to their church, to be reaffirmed in their beliefs, which they already know, and not be challenged out of their comfort zone. Otherwise, they will get up and leave, or fire the pastor and replace him with someone who doesn't rock the boat. Jesus was always challenging his listeners and his disciples. They stayed with him because they knew he was saying not what they wanted to hear, but what they needed to hear. It is a sign of maturity. The internet has become a world for introverted teenagers unable to tolerate even a sentence from their opponents without going into a frenzy. Those who know me know that I do not avoid controversy when seeking the truth about God and about us today living in this changing and increasingly dangerous world. I am interested in how the Bible speaks about the things we care about, and I seek a deeper understanding so I can avoid saying things that are beyond the text. Seeking the truth is difficult because we want some things to be true, and even if they are not, we change the meaning of the Bible to suit our agenda. The Bible is just a means to our end of asking questions to answers we have already prepared. That sentence explains the whole of church history. Freedom Matters Today surfed the COVID-19 backlash of 2023. It was interesting for me, especially as people are fascinated with what they want fascism to be. And my first book, was very popular, until readers realized it was a critique of religious fascism, which is the origin of secular fascism. My audience, however, is not the church, and my audience are not Christians. For Christians are perfect people, and they know everything. And now they have their churches back and their pastors who can keep them comfortable so they can keep their credit cards ready for their weekly debit to fund the church gravy train. It amazes me how many Christians want small government, but they're happy with big church. How they hate bureaucracy, and then on Sunday go to a church which resembles a government department. A lot of people doing very little, but they're doing it for God, so that's why they get paid a lot. Every Sunday they are told what they want to hear, not what they need to hear, but their pastor, priest or minister throws out a little crumb to them from time to time, and everyone goes home and says, "Oh, what a great sermon." And then they go about their lives unchanged. My audience is the world, those who know nothing about God. My work is cut out for me. The church has done a great job of misrepresenting the God of the Bible and lying about Jesus Christ on such a regular basis that everyone is convinced they know everything there is to know about God, about Jesus, and about Christianity. What I have also realized is that much of what I have to say means very little to most people. And what I have to say may resonate with a different age, as most people today are not interested in knowing about God or understanding the identity of his son. As I said before, Freedom Matters Today was at its height during the COVID-19 backlash, which excited many people. But when it comes to the discussion of the identity of Jesus, the reality of the devil, and what it means to follow God, the interest wanes. Because people want to know who is to blame and how can we get them. They want simple answers to complex problems, and if you can't give them this, they will go to where they can find them. Christianity is in rapid decline in the West, but at the same time we are witnessing a deluge of Christian books, Christian personalities, and Christian resources unlike anything we have ever seen before. But they are all saying the same thing. They feed off the lusts of the age and they say very little about God. They are derivatives of materialism and sectarianism. They are products of the Christian market. These authors are writing what people want to read, and they feed this market, which doesn't want anything new, anything challenging, anything life-changing, and that is the problem with the Christian book market. The Christian book market is like sun cream lotion for people who never leave home. These books reflect a worldview that says, what do I need to do to win the approval of God? Most of these books, resources, and personalities are trying very hard to win God's approval. Try harder. Pray more. Go to church. Do this. Do that. Don't do that. A life shaped by rules, regulations, and rituals. This is not God. It never was. They say, Jesus came to give you exhaustion and moral uncertainty. That is what Christianity in both East and West has taught for centuries. For religious people, this life is perfect. For all that matters is what they do, not who they are. And if they drop dead of a heart attack because of all their good works for God, they see this as a blessing. But for normal people, this wearisome faith is exhausting. For God wants us to relax in his presence and stop this activity for the sake of activity and for the sake of seeking his approval. That is why I talk about freedom. Freedom, talking about freedom is really talking about the heartstrings of the divine. God didn't send Jesus so we could go to church on Sunday. He sent Jesus so we might know God. Most people who go to church on Sunday have no idea who God is. I have recently realized over the last few years that many people who have never been to church are much closer to the kingdom of God. For their depth of understanding of the way God has revealed himself in this beautiful world is of a deep authenticity that most religious people know nothing about. So I was faced with the choice to choose a political side or continue to cause trouble. There was a point last year, in 2023, when I could have shifted my rhetoric and my message and stayed silent on some things, cultivating new opportunities. But I do not like taking sides. This implies that there is a righteousness and an evil to every question. And this dualism is a form of wickedness. This dualism conjures a malevolence from which few are capable of eluding. Our modern world cries out with a spirit of ambiguity, and we drown it with our elixir of certainty. And from it comes pride, the likes of which our grandparents never saw or dared to dread. Whether you lived in Russia, China, Australia, or America, dirt had a different taste. life had a steadier step, values were deep, and communities were those who enriched life. These days, dirt clings to our feet as we run hastily from one appointment to the next. Communities are simply where we live, and values, well, they are the luxury of a few. There is something wrong with where we are, and maybe that is why we are all so angry. Perhaps we need to go back to the soil, back to simplicity, and back to a slower life. As did you, I suffered during COVID-19, and Freedom Matters Today was a product of this nightmare. Many agreed with my stance on COVID-19 and applauded me. But I wish to step forward. But do I step forward as most do and seek their approval? Do I crave their attention and adulation? Or do I sit back and ponder what needs to be said consistently? Even if those who called me brother in the past find my views on other subjects unreasonable. That is the choice before me. It is not before them do I need to stand one day, nor do I need their approval. And the weight of my own mistakes and failings in life also call to me to pursue the right course, staying on target and not being distracted. If I change my message and alter the substance of my thinking, then I will enjoy greater popularity. And if I cease speaking and take up my pen and write about other subjects, then I will be more popular, which is the reason why most people write today. I am controversial in my views on the church, a dead and corrupt institution, a stumbling block to Jesus and the life we have in him. In my thinking on the church, while I said it a different way, I did not say anything out of the ordinary. In fact, others have said it before me. And these men are praised, even though they're long dead, such as A.W. Tozer, Uchimura Kanzo, and J.C. Ryle, whom I consider my brothers in Christ. I am controversial in my views on Russia. I have not changed my views on Russia, and I will not be changing them, for the truth matters. The goal of the imperialists is to overwhelm Russia by force and subdue it to American and European power. They want to break up Russia the way the West broke up China in the 19th century. Their lies over Ukraine are consistent with a foreign policy that is shaped, molded, and informed by deceit, for America is a dishonest empire. If millions more Ukrainians need to die for this vision, then the West will happily oblige. Russia will not back down, and the future will be negotiation, which was offered back in early 2022. Christian leaders who stand with Ukraine uncritically and oppose Russia, whilst saying absolutely nothing about American foreign policy, are either completely naive or completely corrupt. Take your pick. East and West are just two words that explain geographical differences. They do not qualify as the boundaries for the apportioning of arbitrary morality. In other words, God loves the East as much as he loves the West, and if you have a problem with that, throw your Bible in the trash can, for it is better for you not to know God and fall on his mercy than to know him and give him the middle finger. My views on Russia resonate in some quarters, but no doubt others see me as a Russian apologist because I refuse to stand with Ukraine. The only ones who wanted this war were America and Britain. They forced Ukraine to fight, pure and simple, and for over 2 years there's been nothing but death in this civil war that has raged on for a decade. I simply do not wish to see the Ukrainian people suffer the horrors of war, especially when negotiation is a real possibility. But they say, don't you care if our nation is controlled by another nation? Don't you care if we are controlled by foreigners? My answer is, no, I don't care. I don't care at all. What matters is how they exercise this control. After all, I speak from experience. Australia is controlled by another country, Great Britain. We are a constitutional monarchy. Our head of state lives on the other side of the world, and our foreign policy is controlled by America. But they let us watch American TV, They allow us to feast on American materialism, and they're giving us some degree of political freedom as they prepare to go to war with China. Speaking of China, I simply will not lie about American foreign policy and write about things that are simply slogans for American imperialism. Many of the people I've known over the years in this area have sold their souls to get a good job at university and spend their life saying things that don't matter, and very careful not to offend anyone. So I was presented with a choice. Change your tune, choose your side, keep your mouth shut, and let those subscriptions roll in, friend. Because of my stance on COVID-19, many conservatives believe that I am on their side. But I am not on anyone's side. I oppose war with Russia and with China, and I don't believe that being a social conservative means that your Christianity is more meaningful and substantial than if you were on the left side of politics. If you read my book on World War III, you will know exactly where I stand. For some strange reason, many conservatives believe that they are closer to the God of the Bible if they believe in small government, the individual, and the free market. But being on the left or on the right brings you no closer or further from God. Amazon has started to censor my book on Diabolos, titled Is Russia Our Enemy? Not surprisingly, for the devil is the prince of this world. I have written a few articles on Gaza, but a summary of my views on Gaza is found in my book on World War III. You should read it before Amazon bans it, which means when someone complains about it. It is my statement on where we are and where we are going as a society, and I make no apology if you're offended. I have made my choice, and Freedom Matters Today is in transition. This new series is a bridge from the past to the future, which will begin in a few months. I didn't want to do this new series, but I was forced to by the circumstances of the last 7 months in the Middle East. This series asks the question, does God stand with Israel? I know many will answer yes, and they will be puzzled as to why I am giving a series on something they see as obvious. Russia. Well, that's politics, foreign policy, history, culture. China, well, that's the same. COVID, well, again, the role of the state, religious power, propaganda. It did intersect a little bit with Christian faith. Stand with Israel, however. Now you're standing in my Bible, and you're demanding obedience and telling me what my faith is all about. They did a similar thing to this in COVID, do you remember? You Christians need to love others. Get vaccinated. Prove your love to God. If you don't get the jab, then you don't follow Jesus. Well, now it is. You Christians have to stand with Israel, and if you don't, then you're disobeying God, so sit down, shut up, and do as you're told. Does God actually stand with Israel? I'm asking this question because of the silence of many Christians in the West, except for those who are protesting for Gaza or for those defending the state of Israel. Most Christians, pastors, and priests and ministers are too scared to say anything, and so as usual they say nothing and they do nothing. But that is unacceptable. From Abraham to Paul, identity lies at the heart of our personal lives, who we are, where we come from, what makes us who we are. And this matters. Identity matters. Ambiguity, confusion, obfuscation, deception shroud this subject, as they do many subjects today. Once again, the confusion does not lie in the politics or the war itself, but it lies in the failure to understand the clarity of the text of the New Testament in shaping our lives. We have been distracted, manipulated, and indoctrinated by a political culture that has captured our view of God and his perspective on his people in light of the death and resurrection of Jesus. It also goes to the heart of Christian freedom, the freedom that we have because of our new life following Jesus. It amazes me how many people stood for freedom during COVID-19. But with Gaza and what is happening there, they oppose freedom. They oppose the protests. They oppose the critique of the Israeli state. They take the side of the government, the very institution they pretend to abhor. This means they are hypocrites. Maybe that's too harsh. Maybe they simply don't know what they're doing. Maybe that's too generous. Since COVID-19, I have realised that some libertarians are inconsistent. They don't really believe in freedom. They believe in freedom for themselves, but not for others. They talk openly about COVID-19 vaccines and the need for accountability and transparency. But when people call for openness regarding the Gaza conflict, their response is, any questioning of the state of Israel is terrorism. They say that the only truth is an Israeli flag over Palestine and the Palestinians in the desert of Sinai. Hypocrites. I thought your movement was different. I thought that during COVID. But it is just another version of the same bourgeois state. And the way this movement has morphed into the advocacy for the next president of the United States, it is even more disheartening. The answer to all the problems in the world is not small government, decentralization, the revival of the nuclear family, the end of bureaucracy, the end of the state, the end of the public healthcare sector, the end of unions, the end of Palestinians, the end of China, the end of Russia. I can tell you with absolute certainty that if this is your goal, you will waste your life and you will most certainly fail. It is the wrong revolution. Freedom is not part of your culture war. The state of American society is not a litmus test for the nature of freedom. I wrote in the book, and I'll say it again, that America is falling, as do all powers. And when it does fall, there will be a shout of freedom around the world that has not been heard for 1,000 years. Americans think that they are the owners of freedom, that freedom belongs to them. But the politics of their government and the values they espouse have oppressed the world for almost a century. And their version of Christianity, the idea that God exists for me, myself, and I, is obscene. What is true political and national freedom? Americans have no idea. So let me remind you, if you truly believe in freedom, remove your military bases from all nations of the world and allow nations to pursue their own destiny. Instead of investing in war, invest in peace. Invest all those trillions of dollars into helping the world become a better place. Your nation is full of its own problems. Why don't you fix those problems before you presume to fix the problems in other places? Work together with your enemies and friends to solve the problems facing humanity, and you will be elevated in the eyes of all and praised. Instead, you will go the same way as all empires do, into dust. Freedom is universal and extends to the whole of creation. American discussions on freedom are petty and insignificant compared to the freedom that God brings and has brought to us. It is like comparing a speck of dust with a cathedral. Most Christians today don't even see the cathedral because they are on their hands and knees looking for the speck of dust which the wind carries away. Remember, freedom matters today because you matter to God.